Did Devontae Mays, did he hurt that ankle in the game, or was it something that came
Yes, out? He had a slight ankle sprain in the game, but you know he looks to be fine. So, you know, obviously he was full participant practice yesterday.
For you personally, going back to Pittsburgh on this holiday weekend, what does that mean to you? I know you're focused on football all the time, but it has to be special.
Well, I mean, it is special. And clearly, it's a business trip. That's why we're going back there to win a football game. But, you know, the opportunity to see your family on a holiday weekend obviously means a lot. So I'll definitely take advantage and value the time Saturday night.
Mike, how we don't get to see team drills. So how much have you seen – Callahan.
Is that a complaint or what?
No. I don't.
Well, I don't need to lead in. I mean, it's Thanksgiving. Come on. Stay positive today, okay? Did I say that right? Positive.
Positive,
going back to the bird, buddy. You better strap it up.
How much have you seen Callahan develop, and how do you think he would fare if something happened and you had to go to him?
Well, I mean, good point. I mean, if you'd have seen the team drills yesterday, actually, I mean, he had three big-time go-route balls, just, you know, deep balls. So clearly, I think Joe's deep ball's gotten a lot better. Throughout the year, he's comfortable, you know, running the offense. Does a great job running the opponent stuff. So he's definitely progressed.
Mike, I know you value obviously versatility with the DBs, mm-hmm. but when you look at Demaryius kind of settling into that star position, how do you think that sort of benefited him this year? You know, kind of finding a little bit of a home there.
Well, I mean, Demaryius, I think in time, the closer he plays to the football, you know, the more opportunities he has that skill set. Very instinctive, very intelligent, very aware. And really, him being at the star just gives some continuity. You know, we haven't had the continuity in the back end, you know, really probably our offensive line too. But to have the continuity of guys playing the same spots each and every week has made us better in the secondary, and it's given him more opportunities to make plays on the ball.
A lot of receivers in the league that are stars may raise a stink if they don't see the ball come their way. Jordy's never been one to do that. How good of a leader and teammate has he been over these last few weeks?
Jordy Nelson's a class act, always has been. I mean, if you look at where Jordy is in his career and, you know, just the amount of blocking that he does, you know, sometimes even inline blocking and, you know, sticking his nose in there. You know, the route running is, I mean, he's as good as, you know, anybody I've ever been around had the opportunity to coach. So, yeah, he's a team player through and through, and he's a great leader.
Do you think this game means anything to him going back to where he tore up his knee in the preseason?
I hope not. You know, that's probably a better question for him. But you know, I think if you see what all the players go through from a rehab standpoint to get back, and especially Jordy, I just go through, you know, both his injury situations. You know, the amount of energy, time that he put into the rehab process. There's no blink in his mind. I mean, he's a highly conditioned, you know, athlete, and obviously he's very genetically gifted. So yeah, I would think that it's not an issue at all.
Mike, speaking of rehab, I talked to Bulaga the other day. Mm-hmm. How disappointed were you for him personally, and what makes you think he can come back?
Well, Brian's another one. I mean, he's come back from big injuries and really coming off his best year. And it really started with that high ankle sprain in training camp. And as we know, those things can, you know, roll together. And I think that's really a product of probably his knee injury. So, but hey, Brian had the surgery, was in, you know, in it the next day. He's, you know, he unfortunately knows what it takes to come back, and he's already full bore ahead working at it.
You've made a point of making sure holidays, guys get out of here on Christmas, etc. Where did that kind of start from? Did you like work a lot of holidays early in your career and say, I'm not gonna do this to my guys, or where did that kind of, because some coaches don't do it?
No. Well, I would say it's, answer your question, no, but I just think in the 90s or, you know, prior generations in this league, that was just the way you did it. You know, there's a lot of things that the schedule is what it is, and, you know, this is how you've always done it. But, you know, I go back to the first years, you know, Ted and I talked about, you know, family first, and we, you know, anytime we deal with injuries, we make medical decisions, we're going to make them as if it was our own son that we were looking at, you know, some of these situations, because, you know, you just don't want to take any chances. I think, you know, look at some of the neck injuries we've had. It's, you know, we've always, you know, take the high side of cost, and it's no different with holidays. So you have a job to do. You make sure you get it, the work done. If we can move the schedule around to make it work, we have. We've practiced on Thanksgiving before. We haven't practiced on Thanksgiving before. I was practicing on Thanksgiving. It was more a reflection of our new schedule because we don't practice on Fridays. We practice on Saturdays. So it just, you know, it wouldn't work if we had the day off today. So that's why we're in here early, and we're going to have our own little turkey bowl game and, you know, right next to the turkey trot, and then we'll be home by noon.